Welcome back to a new episode of Driving with Dad, a podcast that explores the road of fatherhood. I hope you enjoy today's show, and if you do, please share with family and friends, and do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Driving with Dad. Enjoy the ride. So a day at the mountain. This is a story about skiing, but it's not a story about skiing. Skiing happens a little bit in the story, but it's really a story about, do you really want to have kids? Do you really want to have kids? Because if you want to have kids, good. But I'll make you a deal. If you survive 7 hours skiing with young kids, and I will personally vouch that you're prepared to be a mom or dad. 7 hours skiing with two young kids on a mountain, and I will personally vouch that you're prepared to be a mom and dad. It was 2007, 2008. We chose Mount Hood Ski Bowl. We had rented a condo with another family, and when the day began, we were just a five-minute drive to the first lift. Bingo. Fresh tracks awaited. Any skier will tell you that the first hour preparing to ski is daunting. This is true for adults. This is true for beginners. It's even true for the double black diamond crowd. It's simply a big pain in the ass to wake up early, gather and organize all your stuff, and then put on the damn ski gear and drive to the mountain. Preparing young kids for a day of skiing is roughly 700% more difficult. It's 7 a.m., and here's your task list. Wake up the monsters from a deep sleep an hour plus earlier than normal. Number two, feed them something, anything, to get their motors running. Three, gather all of their clothes and ski gear into one central location. Four, breathe. Five, find the kids, and any will do. Any will do. Get anyone's kid. Doesn't matter if it's your kid. If you can advance the project and have someone else's kid be ready on your watch, great. Gather the kids in the same place as the gear. Number six, breathe. Number seven, help them put on all their crap while they actively fight you. There are very few joys in life like putting ski boots on a nine-year-old boy. It's simply not fun. Get all of the skis, number eight, get all the skis, poles, gear, and now the kids as well, into a car. Number nine, breathe. Number 10, drive to a place where you are about to spend an obscene amount of money. So on this morning in 2008, we find a lucky parking space just steps from the entrance. The first run of the day is within reach. But first, there's more work. Dad is the go-to guy and professional hauler of all the skis and poles. Mom gets the unique delight of walking the youngsters over ice and snow in their boots into the lodge. It takes a strong and coordinated effort from both mom and dad to have any chance of pulling off a successful ski day. On this day, all systems say go, and Team Friel is ready to ski. But wait, we have a problem. Daughter. Daddy, I don't have my gloves. Daddy back to daughter. Are you sure, sweetie? You better have your gloves. Daughter. Yep, I don't have them anywhere. Husband casually to wife. Honey, where are Kay's gloves? Wife. I'm not sure. I thought you had them. Husband. Nope, not me. I was engaged in a 26-minute cage fighting match with our 9-year-old son, trying to get his ski boots on, making sure he had his gloves. Nope, yeah, wasn't me. Wife. Maybe we left him at the condo. Husband. We? Great. Why don't I get you guys all settled and then drive back and look for them? Wife. Silence. She begins to walk away. Translation. You certainly didn't think I was going back, did you? I hop back in the car as my blood pressure surges. Back at the condo, Kay's gloves sit patiently in plain sight on the bench. It's the same damn bench we had just spent the last hour on. Dad returns to the parking lot roughly 11 minutes later and finds a new parking space. It's just roughly 4 football fields from the entrance. But that's okay. Skiing is not a cheap endeavor either. I had repeatedly instructed my daughter that if anyone asked, she was 6 years old and not her true age of 7. Dad was seeking an immediate $24 savings on lift tickets. Right on cue, as we were at the window, my daughter blurts out, "Daddy, why do you want me to be six when I'm really seven?" Thankfully, nobody heard her. Dad's theft from the ski gods was complete. Fast forward another 22 minutes. After yet another potty break, which involves the removal of 62% of their clothing, and we are ready to ski. The kids are fed and clothed, the lost gloves retrieved, and the skis were finally on. Dad was psyched to make some turns. And then it happened. Mount Vesuvius erupted. I stood 10 feet from the lift as my daughter shared a demand. "Daughter, Daddy, I don't want to go skiing." "Daddy, sure you do, honey. That's why we're all here. It'll be so much fun." "Daughter, no, it's cold and I'm tired. I don't want to go. Can you take me back to the condo?" "Daddy, you've got to be fucking kidding me." Of course, that was uttered silently under my breath. I'm not a monster. Not yet, anyways. And then in a matter of seconds, Dad explodes. I kindly tell my daughter that she will get on the lift that is now 5 feet away, adding, "You will put on a happy face while doing so." My little turtle bug immediately erupts into tears and starts bawling. Luckily, I had lighter fuel in my jacket. I quickly ignite the entire situation by raising my voice. Soon, my wife is telling me to shut up while others begin to look on. Dad is in a state of shock and disbelief. It's been well over 2 hours since we woke up and just seconds from the payoff. But we have been grounded, including our friends. Imagine the pilot on approach saying, "Folks, the tower just called and they have put us in a holding pattern. Evidently, there is a 6-year-old girl loose on the runway. We will get back to you when we have an update." 17 agonizing minutes later. "Well, folks, turns out she's actually 7. They have grabbed her safely and we have been cleared for landing." About 3 minutes after the volcano erupted, I wisely bail on the entire situation. I jump on the lift solo, leaving behind a bawling daughter and angry wife. The lift offers solace, but I'm far from being at peace. I ski a few runs solo, my blood pressure returns to hypertension levels. Somehow, the universe intervenes, and within an hour or so, Dad is skiing alone with said daughter, son, and their two friends. The other adults were off on their own, having escaped Pompeii. After 3 to 4 runs with the kids, it's time for a break and we head to the lodge. Happiness reigns. Everybody is smiling, even Dad. Soon the hot chocolates arrive along with Dad's hard-earned IPA. It's now 11:47 a.m. It's still early and there's plenty of time for more skiing. But as any ski parent knows, once young children ski a few runs without incident, a return to the lodge is imminent. And when they take off their jacket and loosen their boots, the day is officially ended. The kids will not make any more turns today. So I'm proposing a national law. If you want to have children, you must first take a 7- and 9-year-old skiing for a full day. If after 7 hours on the mountain you still want to procreate, then by all means go for it. Taking small children to a cold and unforgiving mountain is a mind-numbing challenge of courage, bravery, and patience. It's one of the dumbest and most expensive things a parent can ever do. Yet that's what many of us choose. We move mountains for our children. We chase adventure. We exhaust all manner of resources to bring excitement and joy to our little people. That day remains one of the best ski days I have ever had. And that tells you a little bit about parenting. That was one of the best ski days. It was because we all persevered. It was an absolute shit show. And yet Dad overcame his frustration. Daughter overcame her being a 6-year-old, 7-year-old little nightmare. And we made it through. And again, like an hour after the whole episode, I'm literally skiing with my 2 kids and 2 other kids. So 1 adult, 4 kids, and all the other parents are doing blues or blacks, just skiing like adults, not on the bunny slope with the kids, but I somehow did it. And then we had some good runs, and then I'm like, "Let's go into the lodge." We're like, "Yeah, let's go to the lodge." Got hot chocolate. Dad did get an IPA. There's nothing like an IPA. And again, I knew at that very moment I had my first sip IPA, I was not going back out to the mountain. And I probably could have, you know, if anyone came back to watch the kids, but I was doing such a good job. But I was done, and it was okay. We had a good adventure. We all survived. No one got hurt. And skiing, it's ridiculously expensive, but the patience needed, and take little kids skiing. And if you can get through it, then geez, have a kid by all means. There was another time we took the kids skiing. They're maybe a little older, so maybe they're 9 and 11 now. And it's the last run of the day, and we take this new lift we hadn't been on. I'm like, oh, it just goes up, you know, quarter way up the mountain. And it was a quad lift. So I'm like, oh, let's take this. We can all be together. We come over the first rise, and I'm like, ooh, it's going a little higher. Another 5 minutes, comes over another rise, and I'm like, shit, we are going, you know, three quarters of the way up the mountain. It's windy. It's cold. By the time we get off the lift, my daughter is bawling. Just bawling. And I'm like, I'm such an idiot. Why did he get on this lift? Why didn't you know where it was going? Complete and utter dad failure. Just an utter failure. But you don't call ski patrol. Again, we get young kids, I don't think anyone's going to die, but you don't call ski patrol and say, oh, can we have a ride down because dad's an idiot? No, you ski the mountain. So we ski the mountain, and daughter wipes out, and again, dad's having such a strong day, not as strong as the earlier adventure I described, but I somehow get below her on the mountain by 20, 30 feet, and she wipes out, loses both skis, and she's screaming at me. She's like, Dad, I hate you. I never want to go skiing, just bawling, screaming, and I'm like, wonderful good Samaritan skis down, helps my daughter, gets the skis on. She skis down to me. She's still just furious and bawling. And I'm like, why am I paying $500 probably all in for this day? There is no reason. So we get down to the bottom of the mountain. We get in the lodge. Dad might have had a cocktail this time, but the kids got their hot chocolate. And then we showed them a ski map. And we're like, hey, you guys know what run you came down? Like, no, which one? Like, this one that was virtually, you know, three quarters of the way to the top. And they both lit up. They were both like, oh, my God, that's so cool. We did that, Daddy? I'm like, yeah, you did. So skiing. God, skiing is so fun. But with little kids, oh, my God, it's the greatest patience tester of all time. And it brings me to the question of, how can anyone have kids? I think you should need a license. Shouldn't you need a license to have kids? You know, things you need a license for? Hunting, driving a car, driving a motorcycle, fishing, selling real estate. I'm a realtor, I have a license. Buy a gun, use software, use a trademark, use a song, practice law, sell alcohol, fly a plane, practice medicine, import, export, manufacture, build a house, run a pub, breed dogs, get married, operate a forklift, practice medicine. Where does it say you need a license to be a parent? Shouldn't you have some basic understanding of little people, some basic understanding of what an incredible obligation it is to raise little people? And that's why I think you take young kids skiing. You got to take two, because they'll go in different paths. They'll lose a glove at different times. One will have to take a pee when you're just back from the restroom. You got to take two kids, but God, it is so maddening. And then you get just the glimpse of fun when they're going down the run, they're getting the hang of it, they're making some turns, and you're like, ah, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. But it doesn't come without blood, sweat, tears, and a lot of angst, and a lot of angst. I mean, she literally left her glove on the bench. We had a killer spot we were in, and then you got to reshuffle the whole deal. And then she's like, oh, I don't want to ski. What do you mean you don't want to ski? That's the whole goal of today. We've been up 2 hours. All we want to do is ski, all of us. And she's literally 10 feet from the lift. I don't want to ski. Oh my God, my blood pressure must have been through the roof. I couldn't believe it. And I did my best, but I just blew up and made it entirely worse. But it all worked out. So I'm going to call Congress today, my congressperson, and see if we can have a bill brought to the table that requires a license to become a parent because, oh my God, it's the toughest thing on earth. It's the most rewarding thing, but people should have some competency level before just popping out some kids. So as always, hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please share, and we'll talk to you soon. Driving with Dad. Enjoy the ride. Thanks for listening to another episode of Driving with Dad, a podcast that explores the road of fatherhood. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, please share with friends and family, and please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Driving with Dad. Enjoy the ride.